you doing? Bad time to good. Praise you don't the Lord. Have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. Cause it's not a religion. Well, good morning, good morning. I want to say welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank the word that the Bible says that when we gather in His name, He's in the midst of us. I also am very glad that the word says that we should come together even more so as we see the days approaching. And we understand that we are moving closer and closer to that time where the Lord will return. And we're going to rejoice and be thankful in the life we get to live until that day happens. Amen? So this morning we are going to just worship and thank God for His goodness and be blessed by all He wants to do with us today. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ready to worship the Lord this morning? Give Him your praise?
Yes.
He's worthy. Amen?
Yes.
Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy. And we just praise You this morning and give You our all. We hold nothing back this morning, Father God. Sorry. Wrong song. I was too busy praising Him to realize. Hallelujah. Let's try this again. Woo! Yeah! You're worthy.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb,
yeah.
Till I met You. My love, 'cause when You call my name, Count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high. The lowest valley, yes, I will bless your name. God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. And in the waiting, the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley.
Without your goodness and your mercy,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord,
that's why for all of our days we will praise you.
Yes,
we will give you glory, for you're worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah.
Darkness starts to tremble at the light. that you bring when you walk into the room. Every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. Yes, Jesus.
You're worthy of it all, amen.
Yes, Jesus.
He's worthy of it all.
Yes.
Jesus.
I'm gonna sing till my heart starts changing. I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. 'Cause the way that I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Preach to my soul that you've already won. And even though I can't see it, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you made is as good as done. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy of my song. I pour out your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. She could barely lift her head. You are worthy. And after all those tears were shed, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. In the blessing and in pain, you are worthy. Whether you say yes or no, you are worthy. And through it all, I choose to say, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. And when I finally see your face, I'm proud worthy. And when you wipe these tears away, I'm proud.
Worship him with your own words, with your own heart. You and him only. Lord, you're worthy. You are worthy through it all. through everything in my life, you are worthy. I don't look back to be sad or to let any shame come upon me, but I look back to celebrate, who you are and what you've done, Father God. You are.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You deserve the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. We want to exalt the Lord at all times. We want to be thankful for his goodness at all times. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I like it because whether it's a good time or a bad time, the Lord is worthy, amen? And at all times, we have to make sure that we have our hearts open to know that he's with us every step of the way, amen? Praise God, hallelujah,
amen.
We're so thankful to be with you today. Praise God, hallelujah.
There's just a reminder in the air that says no matter what, he's worthy.
Amen.
No matter what, he's worthy.
Amen.
Just praise him. Listen, you might go to bed crying every single night because things just don't look right now and things are just not perfect in your world. It's okay. Many of us, probably all of us, have been there. Just keep praising him. You're going to see the victory. You're going to come out of it because your moment is not your life. It's your moment. It's just that the time that you're in, just like when we thought being in school and being a senior would never end. We never graduate college or high school, right? But we did. It's a moment of our life. Right now, it's just a moment. Hang on. Keep praising him. Keep your focus on him. Because he's going to bring you out. And when he brings you out,
hallelujah, amen.
It's going to be better than you ever thought.
Amen, amen.
Because the Lord says he'll do exceedingly abundantly all you may ask or think. I got to echo, JJ.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Dear kids, our grandkids repeat us all the time.
Amen.
So we say stupid stuff like, I'm a jerk. They say, I'm a jerk. They went, hey. But Jesus, don't do that. Repeat after him. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Repeat what he says about you. Repeat what he says about the situation. He says that I've gone before you. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you from them all. Man, that's just powerful. Amen. That's just powerful. That's just like having somebody say to you, it's not just like, but it would be, you know, I'm just giving you a visual that somebody says, you need a vacation. Go on vacation. Where you want to go? Murray, if your heart's desire, where would you want to go? Hawaii, woo, you go there for 2 weeks and I'm going to pay for it. Okay, now this is just an example.
I'm about to say, grab a hold of that.
Just an example. But you go to Hawaii, wherever you want, on the beach, whatever the expenses are, your flight, your hotel, your food, you just have to buy the stuff you want over there, like trinkets and stuff. But all of your necessities are paid for. Don't care where you go out to eat. Don't care how you fly. Girl, if you were smart, you get on first class there and back because that's a long flight. Right? Go eat at, like, where you want to eat. Don't, you know. But I'm just saying, it's like, I flip the bill. And she can go do whatever she wants. Not sin. But she can go do what she wants. But she knows she's not going to sin. And God has given you the ticket. God has given you Jesus. God has given you here. Here it is. Now, there may be a storm that comes through, and she has to stay in her room for a day, but guess what? The sun's coming the next day.
Amen.
Maybe the next hour, and she's going to enjoy again. Listen, we got to quit getting stubbed up by these things in life that mean really nothing. Get over being mad at somebody. Who cares? You're hurting yourself. You're not hurting that person. That person, you've probably been mad at that person for 30 years and they ain't thought twice about you since. You may have got mad at somebody 2 weeks ago and it's family and you say, I'm never going to talk to them again. Get over yourself. You don't get to act like the world. We don't get to act like the world. But you don't understand what they did. Trust. It don't matter. What did they do to Jesus? And your sin was on him on that cross. And he still paid the price. I'm not saying you have to become best friends with him and hang out with him all the time. But I am saying get over yourself. Get over your pride. Say, hey, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't mean to. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. Even if they say, get out of my face. Okay, but I just want you to know I'm sorry. Walk on with peace in your heart that you apologize, that you did it right, that you asked God to forgive you. And move on out of the situation. Our human ways sometimes are the most dumbest ways I've ever seen now that I'm in Christ. Holding a grudge, I can hold a grudge forever. So can Satan. But God doesn't. So if we say that we're going to act like whose we are, and I can forgive and move on and not hold a grudge, who do I serve? But if I won't let go of that grudge, and continue to hold that grudge, who do I serve? It's time to stop. It's time to just stop letting this Satan deceive you in your daily lives. You can't be miserable all the time. Misery is a choice. Now listen out. Listen. To sit down in it and stay in it, it's a choice. Our pastor, our spiritual father, are basically our father, just passed away. And our hearts are still hurting over it. But you don't see us sitting down and just crying and crying and crying. Why? Because as much as we loved him, he made it to where we want to go.
Amen.
And we know that if we want to go there, now I want to see Pastor again, don't get me wrong, but I want to see Jesus first. I want to see the one who saved my soul, who loved me more than anything.
Amen.
Amen. But if I want to, I got to keep walking my race. Amen. I can't allow the enemy to allow me to sit down in the grief Or what is it? What's the wrong part of it?
Mourning
or grief. Grief is the wrong part of it. Mourning is natural. Grief can drag you down for years and not let you reach up to who you want to be because you're so broken every day over the fact that that person's not there. We got to let stuff go. You say, well, that's easier said than done. It's easier said than done because I'm reading the Word of God and I'm seeking the face of God and He's helping me. I'm not doing it on my own. I'm not capable of doing it on my own. I'm not capable of forgiving somebody on my own. If you would know my family, let me tell you what. These two are laughing because they know my family. That's enough. That's a little bit too much laughing. It is still my family. I even forgot my thing because you two were laughing so much. So wrong of you. But if I can let it go. Yeah, if you can't forgive on your own, I couldn't forgive on my own. That's right, I couldn't. I needed Jesus to help. And if you think that you can do anything without Jesus, you are deceived. That's the word I want. You're deceived. You have to have Jesus to help you.
Amen.
We can get over grief, we can get over stuff, but if you don't have Jesus, there's certain things in there that's not getting cleaned up. You're just ignoring them to live.
Amen.
Ignoring. And as I'm told by a friend, avoidance is not a gift. I didn't know that for the longest time. I thought it was a gift. But avoidance is not a gift. It just prolongs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just stand up in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Just give Him everything. Let's just worship Him no matter what the outside looks like right now. Doesn't matter. Because there's some of us that will tell you our outside looks good right now. But because we walked and fought through those times where it didn't look good. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. We all have bad times. We all have hard times. We all have thoughts that we're not good enough. We all have thoughts that we should have done something a different way. We all have thoughts that try to shoot back in us about how horrible we used to be in our life and da-da-da-da and how we're not worthy enough to be serving God and to be doing the things that we're doing. Listen, those thoughts try to enter every single one of us. It's your choice whether you allow it to stay or you tell it to go. And you read the word saying, no, I am a chosen generation. I am beloved by my Father. He created and knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. I'm important to Him.
Amen.
And because of Him, I'm important to this world.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
I don't know where all that came from.
Praise God.
But what do you got going on? Okay, so today after service, the ladies that are decorating the church ask if some men would go back into that, I called it a building, but I think it's more like a trailer, and pull out the Christmas decorations that are in there and bring them out, set them over there, wherever you want to set them. They can direct you because they're going to start decorating on Friday. So if you would like to help them, you can see Candy or one of the sisters either. Are they all here before I call their names? Alyssa, Becky, and Susan. Yes, they're all here. And I got their names right. Okay, and then did anybody see our women's sign-up sheet out there?
Woo!
The devils were trying to take over our sheet. Did you see that?
Woo!
They was trying to come in on our party. Can you believe that? I really don't blame them because it is fun. We have a blast, but this is our one time we get together and we have a great time. So, Amen. Women, first Saturday.
I think it's funny because only Judah got approval to be the,
he did.
The man
he did.
That could transgress the
I
rules.
Was like marking all men names out, and I marked through Judah. I'm like, oh, wait, no, yes, he can come. What?
It said church's Christmas party.
No, somebody wiped out women's and put churches, and I rewrote women's. Now, if I go back out there and it's rewritten again, we're going to have to call out them evil ones, huh?
Hilarious.
I did too. Yes, it is. You better go look again.
Yep, I saw it. I read it.
I put my name on there. Listen, I'm coming. It is one of them. It is the funnest day. With the ladies of this church. We just have so much fun. I love our breakfast and our Bible studies too. Like, I couldn't pick between them, but this is real. I'm telling you, y'all want to come. Y'all want to come. First Saturday of the month. Doesn't matter if you just start coming or if you're here as a visitor and you want to come join us, please. It's at 12 o'clock the first Saturday in December. And we're going to do, we do like a gift exchange, $10 and below. If you can't do it, let me know. Don't make that stop you from coming. But we get, some of us get extra gifts so that there's enough for everybody in case they didn't bring one. So don't worry about that. Nobody will even know you didn't bring one. It's okay. And then we bring a dish, a food, whatever you want to bring. And then that's pretty much the highlight of what we got going on. And the children's program is the 17th Amen. Of December on Amen. Sunday morning. And we're going to be excited to have the children up here yep. teaching us and telling us about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And then there is no Thursday night service this week because it's, can you believe it's Thanksgiving already?
Wow.
I mean, I'm truly blown away. My brain can't wrap around that it's Thanksgiving. And then I was walking around the house last night, and I'm like, is it like 10 o'clock already? Should I be in bed? It was so dark outside, and it was 6:30. It's ridiculous. It really was.
I know. Woo.
Okay, so what you got going on? What are you doing for the men? Because if you did something with these men, they'd quit bothering us women.
Whoa. Wow.
See?
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Well, this time we're going to go ahead and let the children that have not gone go to class. And then the teens are also going to exit this morning. Praise God. And then we're going to just take a few minutes this morning to give an offering. And, you know, it's tithe and offering time. And the Bible says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. In other words, God wants you to make sure that you give out of your relationship with Him. You know, it's interesting because in the area of giving is one of the times we find that the Lord says, prove me in this area. In other words, God is saying, trust me in this area that is sensitive to you, and I will show you my faithfulness and my goodness and how I will protect, I will rebuke the devourer, I will protect your seed, and I will bring forth those things that are good. In fact, the Bible says that when we give, it'll be given back to us. And I want you to know something, that God wants you to have confidence and faith in His relationship with you in this area. Now, this is only one of many areas that God gives us promises about, but this is certainly a place where God wants to be able to help you with what you need and with what you have going on in life, and also the Lord is going to use you in this area to help others. Amen? And God will have you times where He has you give to other people or to help people or just express His love towards people. And we want to be available for those things. So today we're just going to give our tithe and offering, and we're just going to be thankful for the goodness of God on our life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just open our hearts in this area, God. And I thank You, Father, that You see what our giving is, Father. And Lord, just like the little widow woman who seemingly only gave a small amount with two mites, it was still big to You, Father, because she was giving out of where she needed, Father, and out of what she had available to give, Lord. And I thank You, Father, that You just touch everything that people do in this area, God. And I thank You that You help us in every area of life. And Father, I thank You for Your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for working in our lives. Hallelujah. And all that you desire to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this morning I'm just going to talk about faith and us moving with God. And I just want to remind you that in order for us to see God's ability in our life, there are times where the Lord speaks with us and just tells us what he needs us to do. There's a time in the book of Genesis chapter 12 where the Lord was dealing with Abram, and he said, Abram, I need you to get out of the country that you're so familiar with. He said, I want you to come out from your family and your father, and I want you to come out of this land that you're so comfortable with, and I want you to know something, that one thing the Lord requires when we get saved, first of all, John 5:24 says that when we believe on the Lord and we receive him, it says that at that moment, not later on, but at that moment, we pass from death into life. In other words, there is a place where we're living where if our heart is not open to God and we're not saved by the glorious blood of Jesus and we're not a Christian, we're not going to live in the depth of life that God has for us. Remember, he says that I bring life and I bring it more abundantly. And also, when we come into our relationship with God, just like he spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and told him, hey, I need you to come out of the place that you're so comfortable with. I need you to get away from those things that you're so familiar with. Sometimes we don't realize that when we start walking with God, sometimes we have to give up beliefs that we've had since we were children. Sometimes we have to give up cultural things that we were taught from when we were young. Sometimes we have to give up whole ways of believing so that we can receive God's proper way for believing. Amen? I want you to know something, that as humanity is on this earth, it was never a plan from God for man to ever live without him. Remember, when we become a Christian, the number one thing we want to do is know God. We want to learn him. We want to learn his ways. We want to learn his commandments. Remember, Jesus said, hey, what's the best way that we can love, or what's the best commandment that we have? And he said, the number one is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and to keep his commandments. And then the next thing we can do is love our neighbor like we love ourselves. Amen? And I want us to understand something. In order for us to do that, we have to make a conscious effort to get beyond ourselves and our own way of thinking and open up our heart to God. You know, sometimes after we get saved, we'll catch ourselves saying, well, I've always been this way. Well, you might have always been that way, but you're that way without God. Well, I've always thought this. Well, you might have always thought that, but you thought that way without the Lord. And so we have to make sure that when we walk in the humility of what it takes to carry our cross every day and walk in the relationship with the Lord, that we don't ever get stuck in moments where we think that we're always going to be some way because that's the way we've always been, or our life experiences made us come up with this kind of attitude or this kind of attitude. And we have to make sure that we are available to hear what the Lord says about what is right and wrong for us to live. You know, after we know God, that's a part of discovering freedom. A part of finding freedom is start to find your identity in him and not life experiences and not what people have said over you. You know, I want you to know something, that one of the things that is most critical for us is to understand that sometimes the people who have given birth to us, the people who have loved us the most, just because they gave birth to us or because they loved us, doesn't mean, especially if they were not saved, does not mean that the words they've spoken over us is our true identity or should be carried throughout our life or to be thought a certain way. If we were called a failure, if we were thought called no good, if we were called an accident, all these things that sometimes can be very hurtful for us, I want you to understand something today, right now, in the presence of God, that those identities were never true. If you're here, I want you to know something. You're not an accident. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. There's a man I know that has a church with over 70,000 members in it today across the world. And you know what was so interesting? Was when he was born, just because he had some things that weren't 100% right, his parents threw him in the trash can. Thank God he had an unsaved aunt that pulled him out of there and nursed him back to health and helped him be raised. But I want you to know something. That man got a revelation one day that just because the way he started out didn't look good and wasn't great, it didn't mean that he didn't have great value in the kingdom of God. Amen? And I want us to understand something, that when we discover God, we start discovering who we are. We start finding freedom. We start finding our true identity. And as we do that, and as we discover and find freedom, we get to start discovering what purposes we have in this thing called life. But in order to do this, we're going to have to get out of the places that are so familiar to us, and we're going to have to say, when I read the Word of God, what the Lord starts revealing to me is what I believe, no matter what I've been taught. So even if I grew up believing and remembering that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, once I learned that the Lord says I have to pray for my enemies, I have to give up those thoughts. I have to give up those ways, and I have to accept God's way of doing something. I want us to understand something, that there is always time for us to know just how much good God will do in our life when we settle down and we let him have charge over us. I want to remind us something that King David said, and it says in the book of Psalms chapter 37, I have been young and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. I want you to know something, that one thing you're going to learn, as the more you trust in God, the more you make room for him, the more you let him lead you, the more you let him guide you, the more you open up your heart to put God first and say, okay, whatever I do, I'm going to make sure that the Lord is with me and the Lord is directing me. The more and more we make sure we do that, we're going to find that the faithfulness of God will not fail us. We're going to find that we're going to learn over the long haul that God will come through and will help us. Amen? Just like King David said, hey, I've been young, and now that I'm older, one thing I know, one thing I can say, and one thing I've seen, even when I look back, is that God has always been faithful. And this was a man who had to spend time in caves. This was a man who had a king wanting to chase him down and throw javelins at him and all kinds of things that he went through. And without fail, what he saw was not only did the Lord protect him, but the Lord brought him out of every challenge that he faced in life. And I want you to know that the Lord will without fail do the same for you. And he wants to move on our behalf and help us at every aspect of what we call life and living. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there's a very popular scripture here that I'm going to tell you. And I want you to understand just how much God is available for you. It says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isn't it amazing that the Lord says, come and let's reason together? You know what I love about God is that if you have a question why, he's willing to answer. I love the Lord because I'm telling you, even when you don't understand every situation and every moment that you have found yourself in, I want you to know that the Lord makes room for who you are. That you can come to the Lord with an open mind and say, God, I don't understand. I need your help. Lord, I don't understand. I don't know how I got here. Or, God, why am I having this experience? I never thought as a Christian that I would see something like this happen. And I want you to know something, that we all have moments in life where we go through things, but I'm telling you that without fail, God is willing to listen to you and work with you. Isn't that amazing? Come and reason with me. Remember, the Lord says in another passage, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. But what's so amazing is, he doesn't leave it there, does he? He says, come up here. Get out of where you're at. Start opening your mind. Start opening your heart. When you read my word, make sure that you have an open mind and an open heart, because as you do, my thoughts and my ways will become yours. We can start to move out of those places of fear, out of those places of anxiety, out of those places of doubt, and we can start walking in the confidence of just knowing that God is with us. You know, I love it because the Lord says, I will go before you and I will be behind you. The Lord at one scripture says, every place you step your foot, he will bless, he will help, he will strengthen us. Isn't it powerful that you can walk around and say, hey, when I take a step, the Lord is with me. Woo, praise God. You know, I remember I had an older brother that was 10 years older than me, and I'm telling you, when he was around, I felt invincible. Woo! I knew that he had my back, that he would protect me. I knew that I could pick on my other brothers and smart off to them, and he'd get after them if I just ran behind him. He'd protect me and keep me, amen? But I want you to know something, that Jesus is way bigger than that natural brother that would protect you, because he is the Lord and Savior of your soul. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it's interesting because sometimes I think about everything we have going on. And sometimes I think about the big weighty things that we think about and everything that we see going on in the world. And yes, there's concerns that I have about all those things. But I also want to remind you that the reason that I like to just stay focused on preaching the Word of God and preaching to us about who we are in the Lord is because the Bible says that, first of all, we need to be found faithful. And also, when Jesus returns, where will he find faith? And what will he find us doing? I want you to know something, that when the Lord returns, he's still going to want to see us living right. He's going to want to see us loving each other. He's going to want to see us witnessing for him and being an example for him. I'm telling you that we need to make sure that we are walking for the Lord every day. Amen? Praise God. I want you to know something, that we might not be able to change everything that's going on in the world, but I will tell you this, that when the Lord moves on us to pray, whether it be about our nation, whether it be for Israel, or whether it be for an individual, I want you to know that our prayers are making a difference. Praise God. And I want you to know that God has an expectation for us to walk with him through every aspect of life, not wavering in what we believe and who he is and who he will be for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to go to a scripture that we're going to stay in for just a few minutes. And we find it right here in 1 Peter chapter 3. And I think it's about verse 8. Yes. 1 Peter 3:8 says this, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing." Woo! Boy, I feel like there should be some change in some of our Facebook posts. Praise the name of the Lord. "But contrarywise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." I want you to know something, that one of the things that we have to do is make sure that we are living a life of faith. We know that faith comes by hearing, but hearing by the word of God. But do you know what that really means to each one of us? It means that God himself spoke of things that weren't until they became. You know, I want to make sure that when we're speaking about life, even when we're discussing issues that we got going on, one thing that should never happen is we should never let our issues, even our problem, even our fears, even if we got something coming up that we need to focus on. Honey, we got a bill. Honey, we got a situation. We got something going on. No matter what that is, that should never end in riling and fighting and being mad and being divisive. It should be, hey, the Lord will help us. The Lord will resolve this for us. Praise God. I'll never forget that just a few weeks ago, I had some friends come to me, and they were super excited because they were married, and all of a sudden, the husband, who was real picky about finances, he found out that his wife had this bill overhanging from college education, and it just stirred up a big explosive, just an argument in a very divisive situation. And they started talking to me about it, and I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." I said, "First of all, this is something that you got to give to the Lord in prayer. And this is something that you got to ask God to help you take steps of faith to work through." And I tell you what, after we had talked about it several times, I forgot about it. And they came to me, and their eyes were just electric one day. And they said, "Hey, do you remember what you prayed for us about?" And it took me a minute, but I said, "Oh, yeah." And they said, "You would not believe what happened." But somehow they were making payments and doing whatever they needed to do and trying to work through it. But somehow, all of a sudden, and I don't know all the details of it, but I do know that that debt got canceled. That debt got canceled. And they said, "You know what? We realize something right now, that if we had never given that to God, instead of being together and being stronger and being better off, there's a chance that we wouldn't even be together right now." I want to remind you that we have got to make sure that our heart is open to understand that when things come into our life, we have to make sure that we approach them with the hand of God, because if we don't, we expose ourselves to the opportunity for the enemy to cause havoc. You know, the Bible says to us, don't give place to the devil. You know, I want you to know that Miss Regina and I, years ago, we just started writing down things that were never going to be a topic of discussion in our house. That number one thing that is not discussable in our house is divorce. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. You get that demonic word out of my home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's so funny because I told her this, but at the time I didn't. When we were first together, I used to pray all the time, "Lord, even if Miss Regina and I have an argument, it's not going to end with her being mad at me or her not liking me. In fact, she's going to love me more after the argument than she ever loved me before the argument." Praise God. You don't think you can? You better pray about things like that. My goodness, you better pray with the grace and the mercy of God on your life. Remember, the Lord says, I will speak of those things that aren't until they become. Praise God. Right now, I know that I'm the most handsome man she ever sees. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm good looking and I'm all that and a bag of chips for her. Amen. But listen, I want you to understand something. With true honesty here, I want you to know that everything we face in life, we've got to make sure that we put the God perspective on every situation that we have out in front of us. When we do that, we can be guaranteed that the Lord will help us through every moment. Remember, the Bible says that all things will work together for good for those who love God and have His power working within us. Amen? And we are people that love God. We wouldn't be here today if we didn't love Him. We are people that are looking for Him to move on our behalf and for Him to open up the doors and the things that He has for us to help us with. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know it says here, for he that will love God and see good days. You know, if you love the Lord, you're going to see good days. And when you refrain from letting your tongue speak evil, and when you refuse to let your lips speak any guile, you will see a difference in the things that can come to pass in your life. It says, let him eschew or hate or move away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. That means seek peace and pursue after it, go after it with all we are. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Uh-oh. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. In other words, if we're out there doing things that are against the will of God, we're going to limit God's ability to transform and change what he would like to change in our life. I want you to know something, that God wants you to have an expectation of good and big things in your life. I want you to know that the Lord never expects you to give up. I want you to know that the Lord always expects you to have your heart open to what he wants to do and what he will do in your life. It says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I want you to know something, that we need to remember that God has an expectation to help us through this thing called life. I want you to know that the Lord has an expectation that if you will put things out in front of him that you need help with, that he will help you. If you need improvements in your relationship, praise God, put it before the Lord. If you got a loved one that you want to see saved, praise God, put it before the Lord. If you have your own personal challenges, if you have things right now that you have insecurities about, fears about, doubts about, if you have things right now that you need to be working towards or that you want help with, I'm telling you right now, put it before the Lord. Remember, the Bible says in one scripture, I stand at the door and knock. In other words, God is available for us to help. God is available for us to receive his help. It's not a difficult thing for God to help us. In fact, the Bible says that the Lord takes pleasure in seeing the righteous prosper. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm not just talking about financially. I'm talking about the Lord takes pleasure and joy in seeing our relationships improve. The Lord takes pleasure and joy in seeing our spiritual life improve, seeing us growing towards him and being who we are and seeing us overcome the challenges of life, I want you to know that this is what God is here for us for, and this is what he wants to help us with. Amen? I want you to know something, that the Lord wants to help you through every situation that you have going on in life. Praise the Lord. In the book of Micah, and sometimes I like to just find these scriptures because we can find them so many places where the Lord is just letting us know what we need to do. It says in Micah chapter 7:7, therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. I want you to know another scripture says this, that you know. It says, wait upon the Lord, and he will renew our strength. You know what that word wait means? It doesn't mean just sit around and wait. It means like a waiter or waitress waits on you in a restaurant. What it means is continue serving. Continue doing what you know to do. Continue to pray. Continue to read. Continue to be a part of the church. Continue to walk in those things that you know God has called you to walk in. And as you do that, without fail, salvation, deliverance, and the power of God will come upon your life. He will help us, amen? He will be there for us. He will move on our behalf. And I love it because it says, my God will hear me. Remember, the scripture says this, the Lord doesn't love us because we're the great and most perfect people. The Lord doesn't love us because we're mighty and many and all of that. In fact, in one scripture, the Lord says in the book of Deuteronomy, I didn't choose you because you are the greatest of all people. He said, in fact, you might be few in number. He said, but I have chosen you because I love you. Every one of us is here because the Lord has chosen us. Remember, the Bible says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Praise God. I love it because growing up, we would always say this, whoo, when I found the Lord. how in the world could I find the one who was never lost? He's always been there. He's always been who he is. He's always been and will always be who he is. And the real truth is, thank God that the Lord found me. Amen? And thank God that he's with us. Amen? And that he will help us. And that he never turns his back on us. You know, I want you to know something. That there is judgment for the wicked. There is judgment for those who refuse God and don't love God. There are hard days for those who are not going to walk after him and be with him. And I tell you what, I pray for people that do not know the Lord to open their hearts up to him. You know, I have some relatives that I know that aren't currently serving God, and they're on my prayer list. They're on my prayer list because I don't want to see them finish this life without knowing the goodness of God. But the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works or of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You know, I really love this scripture because I just like to rest on the fact that he says, which he said on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You know, the Lord didn't just give us a little bit of salvation. He didn't just put a little bit of effort towards us being saved. It says it was an abundance of his grace. In other words, when he let Jesus go to the cross to become our Lord and Savior, it was known of God and all of heaven that there is an abundant amount of grace poured out upon us. Why was the grace abundant? Because I'm telling you that the Lord knew that in this thing called life, we were not always going to be perfect. We were not always going to be our best, and we were not always going to be on fire like we should be. He knew that there would be times where we have those bumps in this thing called life. You know, sometimes when we lose somebody, whether we recognize it or not, we lose a bit of our joy and our peace, and things can come upon us during moments of vulnerability. And I want you to know something, that I am thankful that our Father in heaven poured out so much of Jesus that he can even cover our weaknesses. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. Not just a little bit, but he can cover and redeem and heal. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that God will put his stamp of approval on our wrongdoing. Don't you mistake what I'm preaching to you about. Because when we find ourselves in sin or transgression, we have to be quick to repent. And that doesn't just mean to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. No, we have to turn around, change our ways, and hit the mark and go the direction of God. But what I am telling you is that sometimes people will come under condemnation because maybe they haven't read like they used to do. Maybe they haven't prayed like they used to do. Maybe they went through a moment where they weren't on as fire as they used to be on fire. And I want you to know something, that God has grace to help you get through those moments and to restore you right back to those places of influence, power, anointing, joy, and peace that he wants your life to be a part of. Amen? So I just wanted to speak to you today about the goodness of God. Let's know him. Because as we know him, we will start finding freedom and we'll start discovering who we are. And as we discover who we are and find freedom, before you know it, we'll start discovering purpose. We'll start discovering things within our personal life, within our work life, and within our church that we can do and be a part of. And when we start discovering those types of things, boy, it's our opportunity to make a difference. Amen? I want you to know something, that your faith in the life you live right now is making a difference, not just in your life, but in the life of others. Amen? So let's make sure that we keep walking towards the Lord. Let's make sure that we keep our heart open and that we are available for the goodness of God to be in our life. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare your glory, God. Father, we just exalt you and lift you up today, God. And we thank you for who you are, God. We thank you, Father, that you found us. And Lord, most of us, you found us in our darkest places, God. Father, even for us who were raised in a Christian home, there still became a time where we couldn't just coast on the faith of our parents. There became a time where we had to make a personal choice to truly live for you, God. And I thank you that no matter what our story has been, that we didn't know you at all, that we were out there in a family that wasn't raised in church, or whether we were raised in a family that was a part of church, God, there still comes that day where we have to make that individual decision, and I thank you that you help us do it, Father. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and your hand on our life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now let's just keep our eyes closed for just a minute. If you're here today or if you're watching by live stream, and you are backslidden or you've never been saved and you want to give your heart to the Lord today, or you want to restore your relationship with Jesus today, I just encourage you to raise your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's just say this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today and we declare Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That we're going to live for you from this day forward. Help us every day. Let us discover our purpose and fulfill the plans you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, coming up, and I'm praying about it, I don't know which service it's going to be, but in the month of December, we're going to have a service where I pray for everybody and just declare the blessing of God upon our life. I feel the Lord heavily wants me to do that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that God's times of refreshing and strengthening are coming upon us in great ways. I really see that for us. I really see the goodness of God as we come into the new year. And next year, we're going to be busy doing stuff. Amen. Amen. We're going to be busy doing stuff. We're going to let the Lord lead us and get a little crazy and get out there in the streets, amen, and just do what God has for us to do. And I just thank you for being here today. And if anybody needs prayer for anything, if you're going to the hospital, if you got a procedure or anything like that that you need prayer, I'll be here to pray with you, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you.